You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Moretz. Welcome to the program that puts his money where his fantasies are on the Fantasy Sports and Network. Ready to roll. We got a full house, a stacked deck on the program this afternoon. Mark Lawrence joins us as he does every Wednesday afternoon. Playbook.com. Can't wait to dive into the database yet. We've got a ton of stuff to break down with Mark Lawrence, man. We've got Major League Baseball playoffs. We've got some Sun Belt football on the board tonight. That's right. We've got our first midweek college football game of the year. Like I said, it's the best time of the sports year, man. There's something for everybody to lay down on tonight, including the National Hockey League regular season. They're dropping a puck tonight. George Kurtz will join us. Besides Chris Meany, I think he's the only Roto expert that knows anything about hockey. I don't know. We'll put Tony Cincotta in the hot seat tonight. We'll get some DFS puck picks from Cincotta. Yet Cincotta's from Boston. He knows the pucks. I'm just busting these guys' pucks up a little bit. But George Kurtz, he loves hockey. We're going to talk a little hockey. We've got not a full slate, but an interesting slate of NHL games on tap this evening. High-profile teams playing. We'll break it down with George Kurtz. We'll take a look at the season futures with George Kurtz. We're talking hockey with George Kurtz. We're talking DFS football with Tony Cincotta. I enjoy kicking the tires. A little bit of a DraftKings price check. Midweek price check. Price check in aisle three. Tony Cincotta steps up. And we'll take a look at the quarterbacks. We'll see who catches Tony Cincotta's eye this week in the National Football League. So last night, the Major League Baseball playoffs started. We gave you the Minnesota Twins and the over. Now, clearly, listen, the Yankees are minus 280 for a freaking reason. Yet I'm a little disappointed. I thought we were going to cash that first five, especially when we got off to a 3-0 lead. But what's a 3-0 lead in an American League baseball game against the Yankees in balmy weather? And that's unseasonably balmy right now. That's why I'm sweating. Yeah, it's crazy. Normally October, it's cool, playoff weather and all that type of stuff. No, not right now. And obviously weather's not going to be a factor in Arizona this evening. We're going to break that down. So I've said it time and time and time and time and time again, and I'm going to keep repeating myself because I'm so damn excited about this time of the year. This is the best time of the sports year, and it gets a little bit better starting tonight as they drop the puck in the National Hockey League. So if you haven't been paying attention to the National Hockey League in the offseason, or let's just say, you know, you're a casual NHL observer, times are changing, all right? It's not just the LA Kings and the Chicago Blackhawks right now. There's a changing of the guard, all right? And, of course, the Pittsburgh Penguins, back-to-back champs, are they going to win again? No. They've lost too much depth. They're not going to win again. It's hard enough to repeat, let alone to do it again. You know, their bench is a little bit thin, yeah. You know, no one's gotten rich underestimating Sidney Crosby before, but I don't believe the Pittsburgh Penguins are going to get it done, yet the odds makers have listed them as the favorites. They're in like the plus 850 range. What was surprising to me is the hype around the Edmonton Oilers, and I get it. I get how good they can be. I get how good Connor McDavid is, and this guy, you know, he's really a hybrid between like Sidney Crosby, Wayne Gretzky, and Mark Messier. Yeah, I just said that. He's from another planet, man. Like, you know, like really. Like, Sidney Crosby's freaking awesome, and Sidney Crosby's lived up to the hype. Yet, when it's all said and done, man, you know, Crosby might look like a third liner next to McDavid. And it's sacrilegious to say that. I'm a big Sidney Crosby fan. McDavid is that damn good. Dreisaitl is that damn good. But are the Edmonton Oilers really going to win the Cup? You know, they're favored to win the West. People are ready to give it to them. And it's like the end of the world, as we know, has arrived because the Toronto Maple Leafs are only 13-1 to win the Stanley Cup. They're like the fourth or fifth choice, depending on the book. They're one of the favorites. The Edmonton Oilers and the Toronto Maple Leafs are one of the favorites. And as longtime viewers at the Fantasy Sports Network are all aware of the Ander curse, for the record, Tim Anderson has picked the Edmonton Oilers to face the Toronto Maple Leafs in the Stanley Cup Finals. So as if, like, the curse of 67 wasn't enough, now you've got the curse of Anderkust. And the curse is real. He says it's not real, but it actually is real. So, yeah, the Leafs are the real deal, man. All right, they're freaking stacked. They got a ton of young talent. And it's one of these deals, a lot like the Major League Baseball playoffs, where there's so many good teams that sort of overshadowing each other. I can't recall in my lifetime so many great young players in the National Hockey League at once. And we're not even talking about Jack Eichel and stuff, but the Buffalo Sabres are not a threat. The Toronto Maple Leafs are a legitimate threat. I don't think the Leafs are going to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals this year. I think the Leafs are going to win a couple of playoff series. They're going to get close, part of the process, but they're knocking on the damn door right now. Now, we should know, Canadian teams don't win the Stanley Cup, and a team from Canada hasn't won the Stanley Cup since the Montreal Canadiens, and I have a better chance of having sex with Shakira this afternoon than the Montreal Canadiens do of winning the Stanley Cup this year. Canadiens aren't winning the Cup. So generally, Canadian teams, hey, they don't win the Cup, but the oddsmakers think that the Edmonton Oilers can. The oddsmakers think that the Toronto Maple Leafs can, or is that just public Canadian money? Because who else is betting on hockey besides Canadians for the most part? But, you know, we just talked about those teams, man. What about the Nashville Predators? Not like they're suddenly going to suck. The Tampa Bay Lightning, dangerous hockey team. The Anaheim Ducks, you know, the St. Louis Blues. We can go down the list. There are a lot of dangerous hockey teams in the National Hockey League. And I got to be honest with you. I was planning on giving you a Stanley Cup final and a prediction, and I hate to jump on a bandwagon, but, you know, I'm leaning with the Edmonton Oilers right now. What about the Chicago Blackhawks? Are they done? I got to be honest, guys. I feel like Mr. Burns does at the end of Mr. Wiggum at the end of the Who Shot Burns episode when he looks into the camera and says, I don't know who shot Burns. Do you? I don't know who's going to win the Stanley Cup. Do you? What I do know is it's wide open as it's ever been, and it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. The season's a marathon, though, right? I mean, they're starting now. They don't end till June. I love hockey, but come on, guys. Figure it out. Your schedule is a little bit too drawn out, but bring it on. Drop the puck. Game Time Decisions continues.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rishard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
Game Time Decisions on the Fantasy Sports Network continues. Got a great lineup for you today. Tony Cincata, George Kurtz. We're talking fantasy hockey. We're talking betting hockey. We're talking futures hockey. We're talking DFS DraftKings football. We'll take a look at a price check, quarterbacks. And we're going to run the table with one of the best in the business, Mark Lawrence. But if you're looking to lay it down at this best time of the year, no better place. Check out mybookie.ag. If you're watching the games, it's time to start making money. Go over to mybookie.ag for great odds and fast payouts. And while you're waiting on your bets to cash, check out the online casino as well. Sign up today on your computer or mobile device at mybookie.ag. Enter the promo code GTD. Get 100% sign-up bonus plus a free $25 casino chip. I like the sounds of that. And come on, guys. You know, if you don't sign up, I'm going to be out of work here. And we need to support the sponsors. So go over to mybookie.ag, put a couple of bucks in there, and listen to the picks that me and Mark Lawrence are going to give you right now. You're going to make money, and plus you get a $25 free casino chip. Mybookie.ag. Let's bring in Mark Lawrence, playbook.com right now. Mark, always a pleasure. How you doing?
My pleasure, Gabe, and those are good friends of mine, too, at mybookie.ag. We were down in Costa Rica. Ran into them down there as well, and a really, really good operation.
Yeah, it is. It's a first-class operation, and I saw that, Mark. I was pleased to see. I know we're in good hands if they're involved with the playbook as well, and they have been for years, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Real nice people there. Originally started out with the Bodog Group, and when that group separated, a few of them went over with MyBookie, and we're still doing a lot of good business with them today.
All right, so there it is, an endorsement, an unsolicited endorsement from Mark Lawrence, mybookie.ag. So, Mark, I've been saying time and time again, this is the best time of the sports year by far. People talk about March Madness. March Madness is overrated. It's good on a Thursday and a Friday, but you know the conference tournaments are better than March Madness. There's more games on.
It doesn't last March Madness. Yeah. Not like it does right now in October, I'll tell you that.
Exactly. Like right now, and this is just, tonight's the first little taste of it. But we're not all the way into this yet. But tonight's the first taste of it. As a betting man, you've got an option tonight. Hey, baseball not your thing? Then you can bet some college football. You don't want to bet on the Sun Belt? Then you've got NHL hockey as well. And if you're a real degenerate, you're not happy with any of those choices, there's NBA preseason basketball to bet on.
Oh, you got the WNBA championship game tonight too as well. So I believe it's tonight, the WNBA. If you watch that, I don't, but it happens to be on the board.
I got a piece of game, too. I went 1-1, and sort of like a mice in a maze that got zapped. I'm not going back. Look, all right, I bet that game. No need to bet. Yeah, with the baseball, with the football, and the hockey, I don't need to worry about the WNBA tonight.
No, not at all.
All right, Mark. So, you know, it's funny, though, actually. A great story that an old-time gambler told me. His father was a taxi driver. His father was a big gambler. He said his father called in, got the number on Monday Night Football, bet Monday Night Football, lost Monday Night Football. Tuesday night, he calls his bookie, you know, it's old school, no online, calls the bookie on Tuesday, says, what are the NBA lines tonight? Gets a couple NBA lines, bets the NBA, loses on the NBA. Wednesday night, says, you know what, I'm going to bet some hockey tonight. I'm going to shake it up. Loses. Thursday night, bets on college basketball. Loses. Friday night, calls the bookie. He says, what do you got on the board tonight? He goes, all I have is the WNBA. He goes, I'm not betting on that. I don't know anything about that stuff.
Classic. That's
I've told that story to a lot of people. A lot of people don't get it. I knew you would. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's like, hey, you just went 0-4, buddy, on stuff you know about, right?
Yes.
I'm not betting. I don't know anything about that stuff. Yeah, if I made money on everything that I thought I knew, Mark, I'd be a lot richer than I am.
Hey, we'd have bought Apple way back when Apple rolled out the first time, believe me.
Yeah. All right, so Major League Baseball playoffs begin with an 8-4 win last night. Game goes way over the number. I thought it was a little low at 7.5. It's funny, the public and the odds makers generally like to set these low numbers with these totals in these playoff games, but it doesn't take much, man. A crooked inning here, another inning there. Next thing you know, it's 3-3, 4-4, and you've gone over the number. But with that being stated, you always say respect the odds maker, and I do. But me personally, I would have had last night as an 8.5 and tonight as a 7.5 with Gray and Greinke on the hill. I know about their lineups, Mark, but you got two really good pitchers in fine form right now.
Oh, they're in terrific form right now. Both pitchers are what I call KW walk to strikeout ratio form, and Gray really under the radar. Nobody really knows a lot about this kid, but all he's done is deliver for the Rockies, and Greinke, the staff ace, has done nothing but deliver the goods as well. Two pitchers, great form. The total here should be the 7.5.
You know what, Mark? I feel that Zach Greinke, I'm not going to say he's exactly Clayton Kershaw or Max Scherzer, et cetera, but he's pretty darn close. And I don't think he gets priced in the same range as some of these aces do. And there's value betting on Greinke. And, oh, yeah, he's 13-1 at home this year, Mark.
Yeah, he's a moneymaker is what he's been in his career, largely at home and now with the D-backs. And that way, so because it's the D-backs name that's on the front of the uniform. It doesn't say Dodgers on there. It says Diamondbacks. That's the reason you get the price with Greinke.
And I see it keeps on coming down. I just see 167 on the board there right now. I'm going with the home team here tonight. I bit with the Twins last night just because the number was so high. I did cash on the over, but tonight I'm going to lay the chalk.
Well, I'm a little bit on the other side of this game with you here, Gabe. I love the fact that, number one, Greinke, in his last six starts at home against the Rockies, has only won one time. He struggled at home in that role. But I love these sneaky underdog pitchers that are in commanding walk-to-strikeout ratio form. That's exactly what John Gray is right now for the Rockies here. A one-game series, anything can happen. I'm going to buy the big price.
All right, let's blast through the series matchups, and I'll just give you a quick winner and quick thought on the series if you want. Yankees versus Redskins, I was going to say. Yankees versus the Cleveland Indians. All that Redskin and Chief talk from the other night. That's that crazy point spread finish still stuck in my mind here. Yankees and the Tribe. Tribe have won 5 of 7 versus the Bombers this year. I've got Cleveland going to the World Series, so I think they beat the Yankees.
I think they can get past the Yankees here as well, Gabe. The big edge, obviously, is the pitching for the Tribe and the experience to boot. I think a better, much better manager also in Terry Francona. As opposed to Joe Girardi here. But the surprising thing, Trevor Bauer making the start in game one instead of Corey Kluber.
All right, Red Sox versus Astros. This is going to be a fun series. I love the afternoon playoff baseball. Great stuff. Especially you got Chris Sale and Verlander in game one. To me, the advantage is Houston with the pitching, though. You talk about under-the-radar pitchers. No one's more under the radar than the Peacock, NBC style. Brad Peacock. This guy's pitching great, Mark. No one's talking about him. You got Dallas Keuchel going in game two. You got Morton. You got Verlander. I like Houston in this series.
Well, Houston brings a lot to the table here. They're going to have to get past Chris Sale this first game, though. He's 5-1 in his career team starts against the Stros, 4-0 his last four. But on the flip side, you got Justin Verlander, who's just as hot as a pitcher can be right now. 6-0, 1.15 ERA his last six starts. This will be a classic game one matchup.
Yeah, we could say he's as hot as his girlfriend is. He's pitching as hot as his girlfriend is. How's that?
Kate Upton, I agree with that for sure.
I always confuse Kate Upton and Kate Hudson. But either way, I'd go out with either one of them. Either way. And Kate Middleton, too. She's all right as well.
I'll take the scraps.
Yeah. All right. So Cubs and Nationals. I thought it was a little high. It opened up at minus 145 series price. I see it down to 25. It's booked. I thought that was a little high. I don't know. Is this the year the Nationals can break through?
Well, I think it is the year the Nationals break through. I like them at 6-1 odds to win the World Series. They got great pitching. I think they bring the best pitching in the National League into the playoffs here. And you look at the last time that there's been a repeat World Series winner in the National League, that's the 1975 Big Red Machine from Cincinnati, 75 and 76. It's been a long, long time between drinks of water for a World Series repeat champions in the National League.
Dodgers, speaking of a long time, and I remember it like it was yesterday. I'm a diehard Dodger fan, Mark. It doesn't feel like 29 years. Life goes by fast. Like, I actually, it's one of those you remember where you were moments. I remember specifically where I was. I remember jumping up and going, oh, my God, it's gone, when the ball. And I remember Jack Buck. Forget about Joe Buck, but Jack Buck. I don't believe what I just saw. I don't believe what I just saw. Gibson hobbles out on one leg and puts it in the right field bleachers. And the term walk-off home run was born that day as well. Another little piece of interesting lore from that World Series. But it's been 29 years since the Dodgers won a World Series.
I can't. First of all, great stat about walk-off home run. I didn't realize that about Kirk Gibson.
Eckersley was asked, what happened? He said, I threw it, he hit it, I walked off.
I could tell where he walked off to and what he did after that, but that's another story for another show. I know all about him anyway. But nonetheless, 1989, I think it was, 88 or 89, the last time the Dodgers won a World Series. But they bring the main chip to the table here. Clayton Kershaw, 22-3 in his last 25 starts. If he can somehow overcome this postseason hex, that black cloud that's over him, the Dodgers are going to be tough to beat.
I think they are going to win. I think Bip Roberts, remember another little piece of history, Mark? Bip Roberts was the guy that stole second base for the Red Sox. He gets thrown out. Remember when he came back against the Yankees?
Yep.
He gets thrown out, series over. It's over. There's no legendary comeback. I just like the fact that this guy was there. He was the last hope, man. You know what I mean? He was the last hope. All right, we're sending you, bro. If you get thrown out, you get thrown out. You know, it is what it is. You know, we're already down 3-0. So, you know, it is what it is. But he's safe. And I never forget, he got up and he was like, come on, come on, come on. And it just started. And to me, that he's just one of these special guys. He's going to win a World Series as a manager. Book it.
Well, I think for sure he's going to do that. There's no question about that. You're talking Dave Roberts, right?
Yeah, Dave Bip Roberts is exactly right.
Exactly right. Yeah, he was all out as a baseball player, and he's doing a terrific job with the Dodgers here. And, you know, if it's not the Nationals, it's the Dodgers that come out of the National League. And, like I say, if they can get over this black cloud, they've sure got the bullet, and that's Clayton Kershaw on the mound.
You're a Cleveland guy, though, right? And I know you're happy with the Cavs won, but really, the whole curse thing, it really, you guys need a Browns Super Bowl, which is never happening. But the Indians World Series would be so big. Since 48, you've been so close before. If they get there, you got to believe they win this time, Mark.
Well, with the experience, Terry Francona having been there and come so close last year, extra innings losing out to the Cubs in Game 7. They lose to the Marlins in Game 7 also. So, you know, obviously.
Jose Mesa.
I told you my story, didn't I, the first time? No, he comes in from the bullpen. Okay, he's their closer. And he comes in from the bullpen. And he's all toked up, I'll tell you that. I do know that from inside information. He comes in from the bullpen. He's sweating bullets. His first warm-up pitch bounces like 8 feet in front of home plate. He's just tight as a drum can be. And what did the Tribe do? They choke it out. Jose Mesa, good night. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, I know. A lot of young people don't realize it. The drive, the fumble, Jose Mesa. We can go down the list of just the shot, Jordan. Jordan hitting the shot against Craig Ehlo. That became the logo. Like, that was the Gatorade shot, that game. And I remember I was watching my grandfather, man, when he did that.
Let me tell you this. That shot, Gabe, I had front row seats for the Cavs, right, like Jack Nicholson.
Well, you were right there for that shot.
He fell right into our lap trying to block the shot Elo did. It was unbelievable.
I got a good memory even as a kid. I remember Elo going up. Jordan hit it, and it's the famous. He jumped up. It's the first time Jordan did the – he jumped up with the fist in the air when he was elevated, and it became the Gatorade commercial. It became his thing, you know?
Exactly, and Craig Elo was the unknown player in that consequence, but nonetheless a great guy, and we enjoyed that game, especially seeing that shot right now.
Who would have thought years ago that Brad Doherty would be a big NASCAR guy now after all these years? Life's weird. All right, Sun Belt football, enough memory lane. Sun Belt football tonight. Arkansas State, I like that it's 7, it's up to 8.5. Does it scare you? I'm not really too worried. You know, was it really going to land on 7 anyways? But what do you make of this major line movement up to 8, 8.5?
Well, it's confirmation that Arkansas State banged up is going to play some of those players in this football game tonight. The big story to me is Tyson Summers, the head coach of Georgia Southern. He's the next guy to fall in the death pool, the coach's death pool. We just saw UTEP. Sean Kugler, the first coach to die in the death pool. Next guy, Tyson Summers, get a load of him tonight because you might not see him too much longer on the sidelines.
Yeah, at Arkansas State, this is what they do. They take their licks. They got to pay their coaches. They got to pay the bills somehow. They go to Nebraska. They lose. They battled. SMU's an improved football team. I haven't paid much attention to the Mustangs, actually, this year, to be honest with you. But people sort of forget about them. Then they get the Sun Belt playing. They're so much better. They beat the crap out of teams. How about this? We're on a 15-1 straight-up Sun Belt run right now, 12-4 against the spread last 16 conference games. Mark, Big Bad Wolf blows the house down tonight.
I agree with you, Gabe. This is a football team that's been there, done that, and they do it the same M.O. They go out and go toe-to-toe with the big boys. That gets them ready for Sun Belt play. Sun Belt play in force for him tonight, Arkansas State. I like them to roll this evening.
All right, Louisville and NC State, big game here. And I know you were extremely high on the Wolfpack coming into this year. You even thought they were a potential dark horse to win the ACC. They're in this. They had a disappointing loss to the Gamecocks in week one, but that was a non-conference loss. And if you're going to lose in college football, you lose early. They've crept up. I think they're probably, put it this way, I mean, the AP poll is a joke, Mark. Are there 23 teams better than NC State? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, like they did, when I saw they were 24th, I'm like, come on, they're better than a 24th team in the country. But now they get an opportunity to prove it against Louisville, and this is a massive revenge spot for 22 seniors, Mark, as you write about in the playbook.com, the best newsletter out there. Massive, massive payback here. They got crushed last year in Kentucky.
You know, Gabe, every team needs a big bullet in their belt by the end of the season. This could be that bullet for NC State tonight. I know they've lost 11 straight games to ranked teams, but Louisville's only beat the spread one time this year. It's not quite the same Louisville football team we fell in love with last year. I think NC State gets that bullet tonight, or Thursday night.
NC State haven't turned the ball over once, right, in 5 games?
Yeah, the last 4 games, no turnovers. The quarterback hasn't thrown a pick in eons. You protect the football, you win games. That's probably the magic formula in college football. They protect the football, they win games.
I knew that Finley didn't throw a pick. I think it's 192 passes now. Going back to last year, 257. I mean, yeah, the kid's just, you know, he doesn't turn the ball over. But I didn't realize they didn't fumble either. They're a well-coached team. It's going to be a fun football game. Lamar Jackson's a stud, but they're kind of a one-man band. The Louisville Cardinal. I think NC State are a deeper team, getting points on the home field as well, Mark. Like, honestly, I could justify NC State being 3-point favorites here.
Yeah, it's their home field here. Louisville's name and reputation largely, and I'm not a big Bobby Petrino fan. I'm looking for him to take the axe, the fall, anytime he can. This is going to be one ferocious defense he's going to go up against. Watch this front line's NC State, the front four. They can all be in the National Football League next year. They're experienced, they're fast, they're good. We're going to have one heck of a football game.
I didn't realize you were such a fireable guy, Mark. Good thing you're not the AD. You're like, this guy's fired. You're like, I can't wait to fire you, Petrino. Like, you know, Mark's got a list at home of coaches. You're next.
Hey, Gabe, Petrino, Patino, they all kind of rhyme. They go together. They're at Louisville. What can I tell
you? Real classy guys, Petrino and Patino.
Really,
yeah. Huh? I saw Sean Miller out there in Arizona today. He's heartbroken and deeply disappointed about what's going on. Of course, he knew nothing about it.
Oh, no, nothing at all. You know, a good friend of mine tells me, he says, look, I knew Joe Paterno like a book. He says, and every coach knows exactly what's going on with their program. He says, Paterno knew exactly how many pens and pencils and erasers every assistant had on his desk. Don't tell me he didn't know what's
going on there.
Yeah,
Paterno, you're right, going over the office budget. What's this? What's this? Right. Strength and conditioning coach ordered what? He ordered a computer. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they're doling out hundreds of thousands of dollars to these kids to recruit them illegally. Give me a break.
Paterno had no idea.
No, none.
Okay, Mark, so I got to be honest. I had no idea what I was doing in week one of the Vegas Super Contest. Disappointing. Last year was a write-off. It was we got bounced early. It was a frustrating season last year. And then out of the gate, Mark, I'm part of four teams. You know what the best record I had out of part of four teams was in week one? 1-4. Oh. I went 0-5 on two teams. I got a push on one of them, and I won one on the other. But here we are right now, scratched and clawed, Mark, all the way back up to 12 wins. Been on a nice run the last 3 weeks. 10-5, 11-4 type of deal. We've gotten them back on track. I'm embarrassed by it. We're only a little bit over 500, but we're still in this thing, right?
Well, you're talking to the choir. Exactly my same thing, Gabe. Slow start. We pull up I have two tickets. We both go 5-0 in those tickets last week in the Superbook. It pulls up over 500. So let's let the games begin now. It's our time right now.
Yeah, it's a lot like a baseball season. This, you know, you can't win it early, but you can lose it early. We haven't lost it early. You know, we're right back in. I don't like looking at the standings this early in the year, Mark. But a buddy of mine can't help himself. And he was all excited. He tweeted me, he goes, we're only 1.5 wins out of 50th place in the money right now. I said, yeah, a lot of real estate left here, buddy. But yeah, that's good. We're on our way. All right. So I'm not putting this one into contest, but if I did, this is a tough game, man. The Patriots, it's hard to get in front of Tom Brady after he loses, isn't it?
You can't get in front of him after he loses. He's murder. He's death when he loses a favorite, Gabe. Loses a favorite, Tom Brady, the next game, about 16-3 straight up and against the spread. He brings this rotten defense to the Patriots in this game. I can't lay points on the road with a defense like this, but I can't jump in front of Tom Brady with a stat like that.
Yeah, 16-3 straight up and against the spread off a loss of favorite. So Belichick falls into those numbers. Brady, 9-1 straight up in his career on Thursday Night Football. And this is something to keep an eye on. The Bucs, 0-4 all time on Thursday Night Football, Mark. Never won a Thursday night game before.
Yeah, that's kind of amazing here. They haven't been there that many times, but 0-4 is 0-4. But I'll say this. Go back on them, their last 11 games at home, they've won 8 of them straight up. In fact, they got 6 straight home wins in a row, does Tampa Bay. This is not going to be a gimme for New England in this football game by any means.
I'm leading with the home dog. I'm Johnny Public. Give me the over. Johnny Public with the over. I think the public will probably bet the Pats up a little bit tomorrow. Give me the home dog and the Bucks. I can't lay points with this defense. Can't stop anybody. Maybe the Patriots win a close one.
I can't lay points with it either, Gabe. And like I say, the only thing keeping me out of the fact that this is a good role here for New England, keep me out of Tampa Bay, is that Brady stat. If that stat weren't there, I'd be on the Bucks like white on rice.
Mark, it's always a pleasure. White on rice like Oprah on a baked ham on Thanksgiving. Always a pleasure.
They go hand in hand. Thanks, Gabe. Like, be good. Have a great week.
Like fat kids on M&Ms. All right. We'll get out of here before we offend someone else. Game time decision continues.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Let's talk some fantasy football with the one and only Tony Cincata. You know what? We can get to the bottom of Tony Cincata's epic promos on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as well. But speaking of Fantasy Sports Radio Network and all the experts, go over to dailyroto.com, enter the code FNTSY, get 10% off your DFS kits, expert projections, analysis, and lineup optimizers. Take your DFS play to the next level with dailyroto.com. And it's a lot of great fantasy analysts out there, but there's only one Daily Roto. These guys make money on a daily basis, just like Tony Cincata does But before we get down to business, got to ask you a few things, Tony. So great, great promos. Love the promos. Love the show. Call me anytime. Send me a message. I'll come on anytime if you want tonight even. I'll most likely be up. You got the new promo running. And it says, by listening to your show, you're going to help people find a significant other.
Yes.
So I'm kind of wondering, because I'm no offense to you and to all of us here, but there's not a lot of hot chicks listening to Fantasy Sports Radio, I imagine, at 2 a.m. in their lingerie. I hope there is. And then Cam said, no, but you listen to the show, and then you make so much money with Tony's picks, it's like Scarface. You get the money, then you get the cocaine, then you get the power, then you get the woman. What's the angle here?
So it's just like this: is that people like they like men in charge. So if you can go and you can make your picks and you can make your selection and you can still take the trash out on Friday mornings, then you can get the woman. I went into a bar the other night, right? And a bartender gave me a Jacksonville jumbo shrimp hat. This is the Miami. It's the Miami Marlins double A team. So I have women giving me things all the time.
That's awesome. I love that. The jumbo shrimp. And you love your steam shrimp. You love your jumbo shrimp. You also love your Red Sox. Red Sox, Astros. Let's blast through quick baseball predictions. We'll get to the football. Red Sox, Astros. I think the Astros pitching is the difference. I like the Astros.
Yeah, I do too. Unfortunately, I think it is, and I think the bullpen in Houston's going to come up big. I think they'll line up 1-9. I think Houston in the American League is probably going to come out of this. The addition of Justin Verlander has been immense.
Yankees at Indians. I don't think the Bombers can beat these guys.
I don't either. I don't know why, though. Trevor Bauer, they like giving the Yankees a chance. Like, they threw him a curve there. I mean, all of a sudden, he could do a Luis Severino, walk a few batters in the first game, and he steal the first game, you never know. But they'll get Kluber back for game 5, so he'll still get 2 out of the 5 games in that series. I like Cleveland in this one.
Yeah, that's my deal with the Red Sox, too. Listen, Fister's been okay, but are you going to the World Series with Fister as your third guy? You know, I don't know about that. Cubs and Nationals, I'm kind of flip-flopping on this one. Can make a case for both teams.
I think the Nationals win if Max Scherzer is healthy. You look at the pitching, the Cubs, it's hard to go back-to-back, right? It took them 90 years to win one World Series. I think it's a tough situation here. You got good pitching on both sides, but when you go Scherzer, Steven Strasburg coming out of the gate, I really think it's going to be too much to overcome. Long as Strasburg's healthy, they win.
The last time someone repeated, it was you and I both had full heads of hair, Tony. It was 1998, man.
Yes, right? you were rocking out, right?
Yeah, I was rocking out in those days. 1998, the Derek Jeter era, exactly. Man, the Yankees were good. They were unbeatable in those days, man. You couldn't beat them. All right, Colorado, Arizona, who do you got tonight? I think the D-backs could beat the Dodgers. I don't think the Rockies could.
I actually like Colorado a little in this game tonight, just tonight's game. I think Arizona's a better team overall. If you look at the past history, you've got Carlos Gonzalez with 4 lifetime home runs against Zach Greinke. You also have in that game, Trevor Story has 5 home runs. So those two guys have 9 home runs between them against Zach Greinke. I never look at pitcher versus batter data a lot, but in a one-game scenario, there's not to go a lot to go by. And you also have Jonathan Croy, 8-for-11 lifetime against Zach Greinke.
All right, Tony, normally we take a look at the Sunday Millionaire Maker, and we will in a second, but it would be negligent of us not to bring up the Thursday game, right? Is there just so much potential here on both sides of the football? Both defenses give up. It's an air show. The Air Force is going to be there because there's going to be Air Force generals. This is an aerial attack. Both teams having a big time stopping a run here. What do you make of this? Are you jumping in on this Thursday nighter?
Yeah, I think there's no way that you can't play Jameis Winston, right? He's $6,000, $2,000 less than Tom Brady. And that defense has been so poor, you have to play Winston in this matchup. I wanted to go Tom Brady. I went and put the rosters together. It just comes out so much better saving the $2,000. And if anything, Winston's just going to come up a couple points short. That Patriots defense has been absolutely brutal. And you know what? I'm surprised a guy like you, Gabe. I watch you every night. I watch your rant every night. Let Bill Belichick off the hook for Sunday's loss. That was one of the worst coaching jobs I've ever seen from Bill Belichick.
I'm a Bills fan. I like it. That's why I wasn't angry.
He kept his three timeouts because he didn't want to call timeouts in a tie game. Yeah. You know you have the worst defense of all time. You weren't going to stop him. You hadn't stopped in the whole game. You got Tom Brady on the sideline, and he never got on the field.
I'm glad you bring it up, Tony. Dude, Bill Belichick, he's done a couple of – dude, how about in the Super Bowl when he didn't call the timeouts against Seattle?
I mean, yeah.
He came across. Oh, he said he didn't need them. Oh, that's cute. No, that was negligent that he didn't use the timeouts in the Super Bowl. Yeah, and he got ass. He fell ass backwards into that.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Sometimes, like, man, call these guys out.
All right, I'll rip the patch for you next time. But I'm a Bills fan. I like it. You guys, keep sucking it. Hey, I'm coming down. But you're in Jacksonville. I don't know if we can do a reunion. I'm coming down to the Bills Jets November the 2nd. But okay, another expense.
That's a tough one to get excited about, to be honest with you.
No, it's going to be for first place.
That's true. It might be.
Jets have already won two more games than I said they would.
Jeez.
All right, so Rodgers is $8,100. Yeah, it's too expensive. And similar, like you just said with Winston, if I'm playing this game, wouldn't you rather play Prescott at $6,800? Remember last year in the playoffs, lit him up? I told everyone that it would listen. Dak Prescott can throw the ball if he has to. And they're going to have to because I think Green Bay is going to score a little bit on them. We saw last week Prescott put up some nice numbers throwing a football. If you're playing this game, do you like Prescott better than Rodgers?
No, I like Rodgers better, but I get where you're going and I'm there. And I think that maybe in a tournament situation, the Dak Prescott there, you know, we all buy insurance. We hope we never use it. I feel like Aaron Rodgers is the insurance policy this week. If you take out the Thursday game with Jameis Winston, I don't see any other elite quarterbacks. You don't have Drew Brees because they're off. You don't have Tom Brady because he's playing Thursday night. So if you're just playing these Sunday
games. Any concerns about Adams? Sorry, Tony Kelly, but any concerns about Adams and Montgomery's injuries?
Every week somebody's out with this guy, right? It doesn't matter. Geronimo Allison got 100 yards receiving the one game he plays. Rodgers is that different of a cat. He's that different of a cat. Now, most people would say when a running back's out, that favors the quarterback. He'll throw them more. That doesn't work with Rodgers in Montgomery because Montgomery catches so many passes out of the backfield. So there's a little concern there. And my only other concern is if Dallas able to run the ball, do they hold the ball longer there? That's my thing with Prescott. People don't realize, Gabe, you get it. Dak Prescott, this offense has changed in 1 year considerably. Week 4, 36 passes. Week 2, 50 passes.
They can't run the ball, Tony. The O-line's overrated. The O-line's not creating the same holes they used to.
Yeah, it's definitely out there.
All right, you know what, too? The Packers, this is funny, too. The Packers, they're ranked 5th in the league in stopping quarterbacks, too, from a fantasy perspective. They've done a good job. The Cowboys have given up the 9th most points. The fantasy quarterback. All right, let's blast through a couple others. Jacoby Brissett, anybody? Jacoby Brissett, $5,600. Stack him with T.Y. Hilton.
Last night on the Lineup Block Show, I brought up Jacoby Brissett, and I said, I can't believe I'm talking about this. Now, the one thing with Jacoby Brissett, right, 29 passes in the last game against Seattle, and he put up decent points. He's going to get you 30 yards rushing in this game. So if you're in a four-point-per-touchdown league, that's almost a touchdown right there. So I think he's definitely playable here, and you save a bunch of money and can load up elsewhere.
I bet big on the Colts when they played the Browns. People laughed at me, and I said, man, can't lay the Browns as a favorite on the road. Brissett's going to come through. It's a high-scoring game. I see a similar situation here. We got San Francisco is just going to track me right now. A lot of times you get two bad teams, Tony. Things get opened up a little bit. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud either, but Hoyer, $4,700?
I brought him up too, right? So it's a game against Indianapolis. We saw the Rams, right?
You're telling me he can't throw two touchdowns in his game?
Right. We saw the Rams and 49ers go at it. We all expected the lowest scoring game. Thursday night football sucks, blah, blah, blah. And you're saying the same thing about this Colts San Francisco. Their offense is bad, so their defense is the worst. He has a chance for two touchdowns here. At $4,700, that's half the price of Antonio Brown.
I know. I'm really considering it. And here's another guy where somebody should just slap me now. Eli Manning, $6,100. Is it too expensive for the Capital City goofball?
I don't think it's too expensive.
It's a good spot for him, isn't it? Yeah. They're going to win, and they're going to throw. They don't run the ball.
And Paul Perkins is back healthy, so they're going to run even worse than they were last year. 47 passes the last game. 49 passes week 4. Had a 38 in there.
Dude, he's thrown 38 or more in three or four games. All he does is throw.
Him and Carson Palmer, they are just all about throwing. And I don't care what you think about both these guys as NFL quarterbacks. When it comes to fantasy and you throw that many times, you're going to be productive. Manning has put up 27 fantasy points in back-to-back games.
All right, and yeah, you're exactly right. 54 DK points, 27. There's a little consistency there. Giants are going to get it done. Eli throws three, maybe more. Although I'm tempted by these cheap guys. Hoyer, $4,700, man. Great stuff, Tony. Check out the lineup lock at the 6 o'clock, Fantasy Sports Network, Dish Network. And then, of course, Tony Sincott on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network from 11 p.m. until all night long, man, 3 a.m. Eastern, live. And you'll pick up a significant other if you tune in. Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, or a man with a curved stick. NHL starts tonight.
Or a jumbo shrimp. See you later.
Good night.
George Kurtz joins me next.
Quarterback to receiver hookups, running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
NHL hockey is back, and so is Game Time Decisions. We've got a couple of minutes left on the program. Let's talk some pucks. George Kurtz, Roto Expert, steps up and in and joins us. George, always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Gabe. How about you?
All right, George. Well, normally every Sunday we talk football on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's talk some pucks. They're dropping a puck tonight. The Pittsburgh Penguins are going to be raising another Stanley Cup banner this evening. I'm a big Sidney Crosby fan, man. It's amazing. This guy's just unbelievable. Great role model. Never gets in trouble. Just a winner on and off the ice. But I don't think they're going to win again this year. I think they're in tough. They're the favorites to win. But Kunitz gone, Bonino gone, Cullen gone, Daly gone. They've lost a lot of depth on this team, George. I am a fan of Matt Murray. Matt Murray, you know, is going to have a nice year and a good fantasy goalie to have on your team. But I don't see the Penguins repeating back-to-back-to-back here at plus 850.
Well, if I had to take the Penguins or the field, I would take the field. It's a smart move to make. I'm curious about Murray, Gabe, because he doesn't have a, no safety net this year. Marc-Andre Fleury.
No one's pushing him, right? Yeah, no one pushing him.
No one pushing him. And, you know, Murray's gotten hurt every year. What happens to this team if he gets hurt again and misses 20 games? You know, maybe they're not that first or second seed. They got to go through Columbus and Washington again. I agree with you. They lost a lot of their depth. Can Sheary and Gensel do it again?
All right. You know, you look at the game tonight. They're raising a banner. They're hosting the St. Louis Blues. I just think this number's too high. The Pittsburgh Penguins at a minus 200 range, it's too high to me. Also, teams that have these ceremonial nights in hockey tend to be flat. If the St. Louis Blues are smart, and I'm sure that they are, they're going to stay in the room for this stuff. You don't go out there and hang out on the ice for 25 minutes, 30 minutes. You stay in the room, and then the team that's out there does get flat because they're out there during this ceremony. I really like the Blues in this spot. I think they can steal one. It's no lock, but love the Braden Schenn pick up in St. Louis, George.
Oh, I did that Braden Schenn pick. I don't know what the Flyers were thinking. Flyers were an up-and-coming team that you trade one of your best young players for draft picks. You know, I understand they got a couple of number ones. That's great, but Schenn can do it. We know he can play, and you trade him away. I think this may be the missing piece the Blues have been looking for a couple of seasons.
Edmonton Oilers. Everybody in Canada is planning the parades, and I tell you what, the oddsmakers aren't far behind. They are the Western Conference favorites. They are listed as the top team in the Western Conference, and they are right behind the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Penguins are plus 850. The Oilers are right behind them at plus 900 to win the Stanley Cup. That's how heavily hyped they are right now.
Well, it's the Connor McDavid love, right? And he's a superstar. No doubt, great player. But I agree with you. Do they have enough offense besides McDavid? I mean, you got Leon Draisaitl, who originally was going to set up a second line to give them balanced scoring, but now they've moved them back up to a top line. So where's that secondary scoring come from? Do they have enough on defense? Yeah. Sakara is out until December, and could Cam Talbot do it again? They played him 70-plus games last year, Gabe. They do it again, they might kill him.
Yeah, I wonder about the back end here. I think they're going to be an explosive team. They're going to be right there in the mix, but it's just amazing to me. You know, but when you look at the odds this year, it really is wide open. I'm excited about this year. You really have a dozen teams. You can say, yeah, Wouldn't shock me if they went on a run. I mean, you got the big boys, and you have all these young teams, actually. A team that no one's talking about is Tampa Bay. So the Flames and the Oilers tonight, Oilers opening up tonight. The Flames are a good team, but Edmonton and McDavid have owned them for some reason. Last year, they swept them four games, outscored them 20-11. Flames are a deep team, man. They had a dozen guys who scored a dozen or more goals, but I like the Oilers tonight in this game. And I'm not a big Mike Smith fan at this stage either.
Well, that's the big question, right? They traded for Mike Smith. They think he's going to solve their goaltending problems. But I agree with you, Gabe. You know, granted, we don't know how good or bad Smith is. He played with Arizona. They're terrible. They have been for years. So it's hard to judge a goaltender. But I don't think he's the answer to their goaltending problems.
Yeah, I'm not. Exactly. He was. He's getting up there in years. Maybe we're undervaluing him. As you stated, he was in a bad situation with the Coyotes. But he wouldn't be the guy I would go to if I was the Calgary Flames in this situation. All right, another Canadian team, and a Canadian team from Canada hasn't won since 93. So, yeah, we're moving on 25 years. It'll be the 25th anniversary of the Montreal Canadiens victory, actually, against the LA Kings. Maple Leafs are 13-1 right now, George. They're the fourth or fifth choice right there with Tampa and the Anaheim Ducks. They're a very, very good team. Everyone, you want to talk about McDavid, Austin Matthews, man, This kid's got ice in his veins. He plays like a grown man. Look at his face here. He's emotionless, this guy. Like, I'm a big fan. They pick up Patrick Marleau. Mitch Marner looks like a goofball kid, but he's sort of like, looks like a young Cameron 2 Drew. Like, if Cameron 2 Drew played hockey, that's Cameron 2 Drew there, Mitch Marner. They're no joke, the Leafs, this year. And they play an upstart team in the Jets that have some great young players.
Well, you know, the Leafs think they're one of the best teams. Because you go out and you sign Patrick Marleau at 38 years of age to a $6.25 million per year contract. I thought that was crazy, but it shows you they thought they needed one more player, right? That veteran presence, maybe to nurture these young guys, to nurture Matthews, who, by the way, needs a birth certificate because he does not look his age at all. William Nylander, Mitch Marner, they're going to be an exciting team. But just like the Oilers, I think they have more balanced scoring. But do they have enough on defense? I don't know if they do.
You know, George, we got to get out of here, but I tried to pick the Stanley Cup before the show, and I gave it to the viewers. I said, I don't know, man. It's so tough. Like, who right now, who would you say is going to be in the Stanley Cup?
You said it earlier. There are 12 teams. There's probably more than that. Not Washington. How about that?
Not the Capitals. Thanks, George.
Anytime, Gabe. Be good.
There's George Kurtz, Roto Experts, with us. As we stated, go over to dailyroto.com, enter the code FNTSY. You get 10% off, and you'll make money with the Daily Experts. All right, we'll take a quick break. Going to come back and make you some money. We've got a ton of plays of the day for you.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rishard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turn fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
It's time for our plays of the day, and it's a smorgasbord. It's a buffet, man. It's a potpourri. We've got something for everybody. Let's start off on a Major League Baseball diamond. I'm not getting in front of Zach Greinke, man. I think this guy's an ace. I think he's as good as Kershaw and Scherzer and all these other guys, but he doesn't get priced like it. He's 13-1 at home this year and 18 starts. Sign me up. Give me Zach Greinke. And the number keeps coming down, too, so it's even better. Some 65s and 67s out there. The total is 8.5. I get it. They're both powerful offenses, but John Gray can pitch as well. I think this is going to be a lower scoring game. Give me the D-backs, give me the under, and give me no run in the first inning. The National Hockey League is back. Toronto Maple Leafs, man, they're a very, very good team that really could potentially make it to the Stanley Cup Finals this year. But I don't think they should be road favorites tonight against the Winnipeg Jets. Give me the Jets, small home dogs. St. Louis Blues. Blues are going to be resting in the room while the Penguins watch the banner go up and all that other stuff. Penguins lost a lot of depth, man. Minus 200 opening night. This line is out of whack to me, man. The St. Louis Blues are a damn good hockey team, and they added Braden Schenn to the rotation. I like the Blues tonight at plus 170. You know, I'm going to buy into the hype here, Connor McDavid. You know, they swept the Flames last year. They outscored them 20-11. Like the Oilers to get it done here tonight. We're late at 55 cents. And a little college football for you. Arkansas State. Listen, they were -7. It's up to 8, 8.5. Lay the 8 by that point if you have to. They're going to crush them. May the winners be yours.